General Passaga was serving in the Vosges, 160 kilometers from Verdun, on the 21st of February 1916. The roar of sustained German artillery fire could be heard from his command post. In his memoirs, he wrote,
"German gunfire caused the ground to shake so much that it could be felt more than 150 kilometers south of Verdun. Near Lac Noir in the Vosges, where I had my command post, I could clearly feel a ceaseless drum roll through the ground in my shelter, punctuated by rapid beats on a bass drum."
Georges Gaudy, corporal with the 57th Infantry Regiment, was stationed in Aisne, 150 kilometers from Verdun. On the 21st of February 1916, he heard a disquieting echo from the depths of his underground shelter.
"It was a dull bellowing reaching us from far away, a roar dampened by a distance, like a storm or the ocean. In the quiet of the underground shelter, we could hear it quite clearly. It was the deep-throated utterance of battle that instills terror in the hearts of those who hear it, however far away they are. We were gripped by fear."
Henri Tourbillet was a corporal in the 71st Infantry Regiment, France. On the 21st of February, 1916, he was pushing his way along the roads of the Meuse, 24 kilometers from Verdun. He quickly recorded his impressions in his logbook.
"Verdun, 24 kilometers. During the march, we heard the sound of constant shelling, building up as it came closer. Flashes from the gunfire turned the sky red. The noise of the guns was becoming stronger and stronger to the north and east. Providing these relief troops is proving difficult. We left the road and went into the woods beneath an ever-increasing barrage as the Germans shelled the whole area to the rear of the lines at Verdun. Heavy shells crossed the sky, thundering like goods wagons on a railway track. Others whistled before they exploded closer to us."
Ambulance driver Pierre-Alexis Meunier spent a cold, wet night in a hayloft in the village of Landrecourt, 11 kilometers from Verdun. At dawn on the 21st of February 1916, he was woken by the roar of the guns.
"At regular intervals, almost timed to the second it seemed, a truly sinister, deep sound shook the tranquility, coming, or apparently coming, right from Verdun. This wasn't French gunfire. It was heavy German shell fire, and boy was it heavy. One of the shells in particular created a powerful explosion. It was massive, savage. The earth and the loft in which we were sleeping shook as if there'd been an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. Even the 210 doesn't produce this level of violence. For the first time since the beginning of the war, I fear the days ahead."
At the dressing station in Fleury-de-Vendôme, just a few hundred meters from here, an unnamed French soldier quickly wrote a letter to his family. It was the evening of the 21st of February 1916, and the guns had thundered all day.
"Verdun's burning. At every instant, the whistle of a shell forces you to crouch down to avoid the shrapnel. Fleury is a scant 100 meters away. Despite the grapeshot raining down on us, we can't resist the urge to take a look over there. And over there is the battle as far as the eye can see. Hell unleashed. Shrapnel scything through the troops. Machine guns firing rat-a-tat-a-tat. Instruments of death."